Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:12 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Sam Abel. She is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Hey, Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Hey,
so you and I were just talking briefly off the air. You're underneath the 3 mile bridge at Wayside Park because what? The city manager's working at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. You said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm working. What do you think I'm doing?
We're
replacing our pier and our boardwalk at Wayside Park. And man, Andrew, looking at the sun rays just dancing on the water, you've got seagulls flying up ahead, the breeze in your hair. It's all good in Gulf Breeze today. Beautiful.
Well, the way I hear it, that may be true where you're standing. That may not always be true at the dog park.
Geographically, I'm as far away from the dog park as I can get at this moment.
What is the drama at the dog park?
Wow. Drama mamas. So last night I made the recommendation to the city council that we close our dog parks effective this morning.
What?
Very, very unfortunate that it has reached the crescendo, Andrew. Where we are is for months we have had individuals who have failed to get along. And it has included our park ranger, our two parks and recreation directors, our recreation manager, myself, our administrative services director. We've encouraged them to meet at, different times. We've tried to resolve disputes. But ultimately, there are allegations of discrimination, religious discrimination, harassment, and ADA complaints.
At the dog park?
At the dog park, we have individuals who are asking the city to no trespass other individuals. Friday, after 3:30, I received an email with a complaint, and it stated that if action didn't occur by Monday, that Tuesday, there would be a complaint, filed and more threats made. And so, unfortunately, for a great part of yesterday, I was out of the office. And so was our Parks and Rec director. I did consult with our city attorney. And, we do have an ADA transition plan, which was put together by ADA consultants. We do have an ADA accessible dog park.
Okay.
At Shoreline Park. That would be our beach dog park. As you know, our boardwalk is also ADA accessible. That's why we don't allow dogs on that boardwalk, because we have disabled individuals and wheelchairs. So we thought we were doing a pretty good job, not to say that improvements, aren't always needed. We're happy to make them. But with the long list of items, I don't know that everyone realizes that it is our city residents, the taxpayers, who foot the bill. And all of the individuals involved are visitors. They're county residents of two counties. And to my knowledge, not one is a city resident.
But what's the problem? Like, when I go to the dog park, which we don't go that often because our dogs don't love other dogs, but if we do go, everybody hangs around and everybody talks and everybody's nice, and it's kind of an amazing thing. The dogs play together and the humans play together. What's happening?
Mayor Cherry Fitch reflected on that last night. She said, what a shame. We used to hear feedback that the dog park is where you went to meet new people and make friends.
Yeah.
Going back, because there's a lot of public records requests from the individuals involved who are trying to find ammunition on each other. So we're gathering all of these documents at the request of individuals. I don't know if they're planning to sue the city or each other at this point, but it looks like it goes back to January of 2023, and is about the demarcation where I think things really started to escalate. And it is so unfortunate, Andrew. I did call Commissioner Colton Wright this morning and talk with him because, as I said, the individuals, to my knowledge, at least at this point, are county residents.
Right.
And he did share that he is working hard to include more dog-friendly amenities and potentially a dog park at Tiger Point.
Oh, that'd be great.
And so
that
might help. If it is just a matter of personalities, Andrew, and who lives in you know, what area of our beautiful county, then maybe that will help. But it is a shame. It's not a good reflection, I think, on the spirit of our community. And we hope we can have some good discussion once we start to unravel all of this. And I'll be bringing it back to the city council. And
but for now, as of today, the dog park is closed for 2 weeks because the adults can't get along. That's where we're at right now.
That's right. Well, more than that, because of the threat of claims and potential litigation.
Oh,
and
for legal liability for the city?
That's exactly right.
Good Lord. This is why we can't have nice things, right? I mean, like, Gulf Breeze has got a lot of nice things.
That's exactly what Commissioner Wright said. He took the words out of his mouth this morning.
God. All right. Well, religious discrimination and sexual discrimination and, ADA and the adults of the dog park. It's amazing to me. So I'm sure there's more that we'll find out later. And it's good news. Good news that Colton Wright is working on getting another dog park in Tiger Point. I did want to just briefly mention, you guys are working on some traffic improvements at McClure Avenue. That's the traffic light by the Whataburger that goes over to the hospital, right?
Well, that's correct. And this is, where we're really proud as a local government that we can move the ball forward when sometimes it gets more difficult at the state or federal level. So, Andrew, we have believe it or not, the signal at the hospital is the only signal that doesn't include a protected left-hand turn. And so the city had requested a feasibility study and then a PB&E as part of the redesign of 399 with FDOT. And we realized that's just going to be a longer process. And in the meantime, we unfortunately continue to experience accidents there. So recently, Mayor Cherry Fitch and our city staff went out and looked at it with some consultants who work closely with FDOT. And they said, look, if you're willing to make the investment, we think that it can happen much more quickly, and let's put together, some data-driven information, and let's just, the city can go forward. So that's what the council approved last night. We're going to pay for the signal upgrades. This also will mean that heading southbound on McClure by the large storage facility that we have by Publix, that you'll no longer be able to cross all lanes of 98 and take that left. Sadly, as the council were having this conversation, there was also discussion because there was an accident there just yesterday morning. Mm. So, unfortunately, just illustrates the point that there's safety improvements that must be made there.
All right. Well, very good. Sam Abel, again, I'm still kind of like reeling over the dog park story. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, same.
but, you do what you have to do to protect the people from each other, I guess, and also the city from its liability as you figure out what that might even entail. Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. As always, Sam, thank you for getting us caught up on what's going on in the city. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.